This morning on WCHL, cyclists in Carborough will now be able to truly share the road more.
Having legislation or ordinances such as this is discouraging to that.
The Orange County Five will have to wait until a later date to get their trial for their charges obtained when being involved in a Moral Monday protest last summer. And a Carolina student is continuing a plan to fight cancer after her co-creator is gone.
He was in the hospital sometimes for 20 to 40 days at a time.
Mia Burrows is a candidate for Orange County Commissioner. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning, Larry Fedora and the Carolina coaching staff brought in a top 50 recruiting class yesterday, according to ESPN. And we'll look back and talk about some of the big names. Plus, the UNC women look to rebound tonight on the basketball court down in Atlanta. And
Larry Fedora, just what Carolina needs at this point in time.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL, 32 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today, look for a high today in the middle 40s. Chance of rain starting tonight, and a big chance of rain and maybe even snow coming on Saturday. The Carborough biking community was out in force at Tuesday night's Board of Aldermen meeting. Those in attendance got what they came for, the same rights to the road enjoyed by drivers of all other roadway vehicles. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there and has the story.
Carborough is a bicycling destination, and having legislation or ordinances such as this is discouraging to that.
That's John Reese, president of the Carolina Tar Wheels Bicycle Club. Reese, along with members of the Carborough Bicycle Coalition, spoke Tuesday night to aldermen about striking what they call discriminatory language in the town code regarding the rules of the road. They wanted the local rules to be consistent with state laws that say nothing about bicyclists being restricted to the farthest right of the lane. But a subsection of a Carborough ordinance did mandate that, along with a subsection that prohibited cyclists from riding more than two abreast on public roadways. Bicycle Coalition Chair Charlie Heilman spoke at length about unfairness.
What we're trying to say is, overall, to not enact any laws that specifically target cyclists over other users of public roadways.
Heilman pointed out there were no mentions in the Carborough law regarding lane position of trucks, tractors, and mopeds, even though they, too, may be traveling slower than other traffic at times. He said the Carborough rules made cyclists legally vulnerable in the case of an accident. And because the boundaries between Chapel Hill and Carborough are blurry in the minds of many people, cyclists were often unaware they were breaking any law. There was sympathetic talk among aldermen about the hazards of riding a bike downhill on some of Carborough's narrow streets on the far right side of a lane. But there were also concerns about the ramifications of change. Alderman Randy Haven O'Donnell asked cycling representatives to educate others about the possible dangers of riding two or three abreast.
If cyclists are riding, you know, two abreast, and they're on the far side of that curve on the blind side, you know, it can be really dangerous.
Bicycle Coalition board member Ginger Guidry had an answer for that.
It's the responsibility of the car driving in the road to not encroach on the vehicle that they're passing, in this case, perhaps a bicycle. And it's their responsibility also to be driving at a safe speed.
Plus, she argued, riding too far to the right can actually make a cyclist less visible to traffic coming up from behind. In the end, Alderman Damon Siles moved to cut those two subsections from the ordinance entirely. That motion passed unanimously to applause. More than a dozen cycle enthusiasts then got up and left, some of them holding biking helmets. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Five's trial date for their arrest during a Moral Monday protest last summer in Raleigh, scheduled for Wednesday morning, was postponed. Former mayor of Carborough Mark Chilton, along with Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade, and Chapel Hill Town Councilmember Donna Bell, were slated to appear in a Wake County court, but an ongoing separate trial of a group of Moral Monday protesters pushed their trial back. A new date for the Orange County Five will be set on February 18th, according to their attorney, Mark Dornison. The group of elected officials arrested on June June 3rd, 2013, during the event called Mega Moral Monday. Dorison, who's also an Orange County commissioner and civil rights attorney, told WCHL News that they were prepared to testify, but that he would move for a dismissal of all charges against them. More than 900 protesters were arrested at the state capitol during the weekly summer demonstrations against the policies of the North Carolina General Assembly, charged with crimes of trespassing, failure to disperse, and holding signs inside the Capitol building, which is prohibited. The verdicts issued against the Moral Monday protesters who've already been tried have ranged from guilty to acquittals to plea deals. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board members will discuss the district's 10-year spending plan when the board meets tonight. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
The plan includes funding for $16 million worth of repairs and upgrades to school facilities, but administrators say they're worried about the district's ability to fund major renovations at aging schools. A recent survey of Chapel Hill Carborough's 10 oldest facilities revealed the need for an additional $87 million worth of renovation, for which no funding source has been identified. The school board meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The unemployment rate here in Orange County continues its slow and steady improvement and held on as the lowest rate in all of North Carolina's 100 counties in the final month of 2013. WCHL's Rand Northam has details.
At 4.1%, Orange County's rate was 0.3% better than Chatham County and 0.5% better than Polk County. This is the second straight month that Orange has held the best rate since a six-month run that ended July 2013. Wake and Durham counties reported December rates at 5 and 5.1% respectively, coming in 6th and 7th in the state. Six of North Carolina's 100 counties have unemployment rates at 5% or better. Five counties are reporting rates at 10% or worse. The statewide unemployment rate for January is scheduled to be released March 17th. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Last year, a University of North Carolina student, Molly Lux, met a boy named Blake who had cancer. The two became friends through a volunteer program between North Carolina Children's Hospital and the university. After Blake passed away, Lux decided to follow through on a special project the two had planned to work on together as a way to honor her friend and all children fighting cancer. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
That's a clip from the North Carolina Children's Hospital's video, The Waving Flag Lipped Up, featuring the song Waving Flag by musician Kanon. The video documents a 2013 family retreat for patients coping with cancer, blood disorders, and bone marrow transplants. It shows patients, their families, and volunteers having fun during all kinds of activities and singing and dancing along to the song, which is all about being courageous. Lux is one of the volunteers who went on that retreat. She works with the program CPALS, a student organization that pairs about 91 students with children at UNC hospitals who are undergoing treatment for cancer or serious blood disorders. Through CPALS, Lux got to know Blake, who at the time was undergoing treatment for a rare form of cancer.
So he was in the hospital sometimes for 20 to 40 days at a time. So I was trying to think of fun things he could do, and he loved music. So I thought that together maybe we could work on a project. And I was thinking about these videos, and I thought that this could be something great for us to do together.
A few years ago, Lux saw a video that the Seattle Children's Hospital had produced. She said it sparked the idea to create a similar video, but with a stamp of Tar Heel style. Because Blake loved to sing, especially in duets with Lux, she said she knew it would be something that he would enjoy.
I had told him this is something we'll do together, it'll be so fun. And then unfortunately he passed away in September. And then shortly after his passing, I knew I wanted to stay involved in CPALS, and I was trying to think of something I could do that could make a difference. And I went back to this video, and that was something that I wanted to do.
Pulling together the resources of Lux's fellow CPAL peers, the group planned to document the family retreat. She said it was not just about taking part in a fun project. The greater message of the video was to capture the strength of the children and their families. Lux said it was also a chance to remember Blake.
The video is a way to honor him and his love of music, and then to honor all of these children and their families. The big theme of the video is Together We Are Brave, and that's really the mantra at UNC hospitals. When one person in a family is fighting cancer, really everybody is fighting cancer.
Lux said she still keeps in touch with Blake's family.
I sent the video over to his mom, and I wanted her to be able to see it and kind of show her what I had done for him, and she really enjoyed it, which I love.
Jessica Irvin is the Pediatric Psychosocial Support Coordinator for the NC Children's Hospital and is also the coordinator for CPALS. Irvin, who still gets chill bumps while watching this video, said it was, quote, a showpiece for their family retreat and the larger support program offered to pediatric cancer patients and their families.
It was a really great chance to go back and forth between getting our support needs out and having chat times and things, and then just letting loose and dancing and celebrating to the words of that fantastic song about being brave.
To see the NC Children's Hospital's The Waving Flag Lift Up video, and for more information about the work of CPALS, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
They'll call me freedom just like a waving flag.
WCHL News Time is 8:15. It's time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Wouldn't you like to have a cup right now? My goodness. Time now for traffic from Rand Northam on WCHL. And Rand, what is happening out there on the roadways?
Oh, thank you, Ron. We've had a pretty good start to the day so far. Nothing too major out there. Taking a look at the roadways right now. Still seeing good traffic for the most part. NC 54 eastbound and westbound might see a little bit of a delay right now between 15501 and I-40, just the usual suspects at this time. 15501 southbound between I-40 and Estes Drive seeing some delays. 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive seeing some as well. I-40 eastbound between NC 54 and the South Point area seeing some minor delays at this time as well, but no accidents being reported at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather presented by the Carolina Inn. Carolina Ann's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is a special place. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine at the beautiful Carolina Inn. It is 32 degrees, partly sunny today, high today in the middle 40s. Not a bad day, just a little bit on the chilly side. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies with a chance of sprinkles, and then partly cloudy after midnight. It's going to be cold, a little bit colder than it is right now. Lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high up around 50. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 30s. Slight chance of rain after midnight tomorrow night. And then on Saturday, a 60% chance of rain and or snow in the morning. And then rain likely in the afternoon. Not expecting any kind of accumulation. Nothing like that. But we could get some of the white stuff on Saturday. High in the middle 40s. Saturday night, unfortunately, a big chance of rain as well with the lows in the middle 30s. And then on Sunday, a chance of rain continuing. So looks like it could be a wet weekend.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time is 8:18. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools board member Mia Burrows is hopeful to make a move to the county commissioners. She says she's not going to stop working for schools if she gets there.
I think that a little bit less than half of the county's budget goes to our public schools, both the Orange County School District as well as Chapel Hill Carborough. And I really think it's important to have someone on the commission who has really close experience with how those funds have been spent.
She says she also wants to make sure the budget benefits from diversity in the tax base. Those comments and more were made during an exclusive interview with Mia Burrows this morning. You can hear it in its entirety on our website at chapelboro.com. And in news around town this morning, there's a very special concert coming up on Sunday night at Cat's Cradle in Carborough. 7 o'clock starts at Cat's Cradle, and it is a family-friendly event. Invite children to come as well. We think they'll enjoy it. And go to the website, chapelboro.com, to hear an interview I had yesterday with Danny Gotham and Jeff Hart, two of the performers. Musicians from Wake to Waukauga counties will celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' first Ed Sullivan Show appearance during a performance This family-friendly event starts at 7. It will benefit Kids Notes. That's an orchestral music education program for high-risk kids in Wake and Durham counties. Now, this whole event is being curated by Chapel Hill's own Danny Gotham. The show will feature a couple of house bands and a revolving cast of vocalists representing pop, country, blues, folk, rock, Celtic, and world music genres. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be there as your MC, and I hope that you will be there as well. It'll be two sets. The first one will be the Beatles' earlier songs, and then the transition during the second set into their innovative experimental phase. And boy, that was really great, too. So looking forward to that. It happens on Sunday, Cat's Cradle. Again, you can go to our website and hear that interview with all the details. It's called Fab Four at 50. It's 8:20 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. We have some exciting things to talk about in regards to the Carolina football program. 22 new Tar Heels were welcomed to the Carolina community on Wednesday. It was National Signing Day for college football. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Carolina's football signing day was a bit anticlimactic compared to some of the other buzz and excitement of coaches hanging over fax machines across the country. But head coach Larry Fedora says he was perfectly fine with the stress-free day, thanks to the fact that all but a couple of the recruits committed last summer.
Probably the best thing about the entire class is that all but two of these guys were locked in before July. You know, so our coaching staff did an unbelievable job getting out there and working extremely hard and getting these guys in the boat very early. Then we have the two kids that came in the last couple weeks.
In fact, Coach Fedora says the day was more about 2015 than it was 2014. The stable commitments provided Coach Fedora and his staff the ability to get ahead on the competition and call up future prospects.
We're way ahead on 15 right now. You know, since about 6:30 this morning, I mean, hitting it really hard on the 15 guys. I think we've, talked somewhere around 80 kids today. You know, that are 15 guys that I personally have talked to.
2014 marks the last National Signing Day in which Carolina will suffer from reduced scholarships as a result of the NCAA sanctions. Coach Fedora says the penalties definitely raised the stakes on the Tar Heel recruiting process.
We just couldn't take more players, you know, and other schools benefited from that. That means your margin of error is smaller. You can't make mistakes because it's affecting us depth-wise on this football team, and that's always an issue. But, you know, we're out of that now, and into the 15 class, we won't have that problem.
Coach Fedora says one of the primary objectives in his recruiting strategy is defending the state of North Carolina, and he says he thinks with the talented crop of 8 NC products the Tar Heels have coming in, UNC is continuing to build momentum.
First time I stepped up here, I told you we were going to focus on the state of North Carolina, and we wanted to keep the best players in the state at home. Those 8 guys from the state are actually seeing what's happening here in Chapel Hill. They see the future. They understand what we're preaching. I mean, and they're seeing it on the field. And so I think they're getting excited about what's fixing to happen here. And anytime that happens, then, you know, that's a good thing.
Running back Elijah Hood has received most of the attention in the 2014 class, but despite his well-documented athletic prowess, Coach Fedora says the most impressive thing about Hood, the Eagle Scout, is his dedication and well-rounded nature.
He was finishing his Eagle Scout Award project, which was to renovate their church parking lot. He was getting ready to leave to go to the Shrine Bowl. He was then going to come back and then go to the U.S. Army Bowl, and then he was going to come immediately back from that and enroll at Chapel Hill.
For Coach Fedora, it isn't a wait-and-see game with these new Tar Heels. He says he fully expects many of the new recruits to make immediate impacts on the field this fall. You can view the complete 2014 North Carolina signing class on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There were 17 players who committed to Carolina yesterday, plus 5 already enrolled in January, including Elijah Hood. Don Callahan is recruiting expert for Inside Carolina. And Don, other than Elijah Hood, who's a 5'11", 218-pound running back, player of the year in North Carolina, what do you think of Carolina's new recruiting class?
I think it's great. I mean, they hit on all of their needs, and they did what they wanted to do was make some progress with keeping a lot of the in-state guys in-state, and you mentioned Elijah Hood, but also there's Bentley Spain and Robert Dinkins and Kaysen Collins, Freeman Jones, and Corbin Daly, who's not necessarily a signee, but is coming in as a preferred walk-on and will eventually be put on scholarship. So, I mean, they really have accomplished everything that they wanted to do, including, you know, hitting on their position needs.
I noticed that some really outstanding defensive backs are coming into the Carolina program.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And really, the focus was the safety position because they're trying for the most part, ever since North Carolina converted to the 4-2-5 defense, they were kind of fitting in a lot of square pegs into round holes, and now they're bringing in more safeties that kind of fit what they want to do. So they're bringing in guys like Cameron Albright, Alan Artis, and Aiden Bonilla, who fit exactly what North Carolina is trying to do at the three safety positions in that 4-2-5 defense.
Over at North Carolina State, Dave Doran has made a point to emphasize in-state recruiting as well, and he had a pretty good class announced yesterday. How does Carolina's class compare with the one at North Carolina State?
Well, you know, North Carolina State is still trying to, you know, Coach Doran is obviously, you know, a year behind or a couple years behind Coach Fedora as far as, you know, establishing those relationships. So, I mean, and that's the key there. So, but I mean, you know, Coach Doran's obviously doing a really good job, making up, for that lost ground. I think it has more from a standpoint of numbers, but maybe not necessarily as quality as North Carolina right now.
Well, Coach Fedora, awfully enthusiastic about yesterday's class. Of course, as Matt Oakes mentioned, it was rather anticlimactic because we knew about so many of these guys who had already committed back in July. But things are looking good. The future is looking bright for Carolina football.
Oh, absolutely. And that's just kind of the nature of the recruiting process, is that things have sped up so much that classes are basically being done by August. You know, North Carolina... I'm going off memory here, but I'm pretty sure they've only added two guys to this class after August, which was Devin Perry and Jarrett Cohen. And really, they wouldn't have added Jarrett Cohen if they didn't have Russell Bodine declare for the NFL draft early like he did. So really, you're looking at a potential position where, you know, North Carolina only added really one guy, you know, but that's just the nature of recruiting. It just has sped up so much, you know, with the junior days, with the spring game, and then with the camps and everything like that. Getting guys on campus is so important to do during the spring.
Well, Don Callahan, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Don Callahan, recruiting expert for Inside Carolina. And Tar Heel women's basketball team has a big game coming up tonight. We'll tell you about that at the end of our next newscast on WCHL. It's 8:27. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Larry Fedora, just what Carolina needs at this point in time. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. When Larry Fedora took over the head coaching job here, he was asked about the messy football program he'd inherited. He said something like, "We're not concerned with the past, we're looking ahead." And everything he has said and done so far in public underscores that statement. He might be cussing and throwing Red Bull cans around behind the scenes, but I don't think so. This guy is as positive gets. You heard him at halftime of a recent basketball game. He got the Smith Center jacked up by promising we're going to win more games, more bowl games, and more championships. You want to believe him, and after hearing him usher in the latest recruiting class, how could you not? According to the Hat, the Tar Heels got every high school player they wanted and can't wait till next year when the scholarship restrictions are gone and he can sign up a full allotment of 25. He also uses the right buzzwords like world-class education, great institution, academic achievement, and strong character. Granted, most coaches on signing day around the country are saying the same things, but Fedora makes you want to believe what he says as gospel. And he is candid enough to do it, pinpointing the areas where the Tar Heels need help and how early his staff got those commitments to fill those holes. The early start allowed kids who signed in Charlotte and Atlanta to talk up the Tar Heels and recruit some of their friends and teammates from the same area. He could not say enough about Elijah Hood, the number one running back in the state, and what could be an explosive combo with TJ Logan. He talked more about how organized, how dedicated, and how passionate Hood is about other things besides football, like his church, his family, and his Eagle Scout status. Fedora excites Tar Heel fans about the safeties Carolina has coming in and the defensive linemen, both areas of concern with last season's team. And he doesn't give you the coaching pablum, telling players they should come in ready to compete for a position so they can contribute right away. That's what fans want to hear, and that's what sells tickets. Most of all, that's what we all need right now. Excitement for the future, and let's talk about the past. For that, Fedora is the perfect antidote for more than just a football program. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
As bright fall days slide into frosty winter nights, the good cooking at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar will warm your soul. How about a bowl of savory lentil soup to chase the chill? Freshly rolled beet pasta makes splendid lasagna. Does duck confit or braised lamb shank with root vegetables pair nicely with a glass of assertive red wine? Cold weather makes me hungry. Come to Glass Half Full in downtown Carrboro for lunch or dinner and see what's cooking now.
Spring rains and tree blossoms are coming. Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle of locally owned Gutter Solutions, urging you to invest in the long-term value of your home with gutters that work. That's right. Keep the water moving away from your foundation, doors, and windows with the help of our exclusive Gorilla Guard gutter covers that keep your gutters working guaranteed. Find Gutter Solutions and Gorilla Guard gutter covers on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
This is Stephen Lair with Home Instead Senior. You know, over the phone, aging parents are almost always doing fine. But in person, you may have a chance to see things as they really are. Take a look around this holiday visit. Are bills piling up? Are there dishes in the sink? For a parent who's always been a stickler for details, clutter can be a definite warning sign that things have changed. Unfortunately, life does not grow less complicated as we age. Quite the opposite. And keeping up with it all could require more help than they let on. For more information, go to homeinstead.com, where to us, it's personal.
Okay, I'm all set for a full Saturday of kitchen remodeling. Step one, fix the countertop. Step two, update those cabinets. That's okay, it's under warranty. Step three, modernize the floor. My wife's gonna kill me.
Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Visit us at CederbergKitchens.com.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit OurLocalDeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit OurLocalDeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by the new Peter Grill. Locally and family-owned, Peter Grill's Egyptian influence on Mediterranean cuisine creates a taste you will crave. Peter Grill, located at Timberline Shopping Center. Peter Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and is open 7 days a week. Well, warming up a little bit now, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today, high today in the middle 40s. Tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies with the cold temperatures, a little colder than we have had this morning. Our overnight low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high up around 50. Tomorrow night, it'll get cloudy and we'll have a slight chance of rain after midnight. Overnight low in the low 30s. Unfortunately, a 60% chance of rain and or snow in the morning on Saturday and just plain rain later on in the day on Saturday with a high of just about 45. So, some wet stuff coming for your weekend.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
8:33 at WCHL, 34 degrees, high today about 45. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. The Orange County Five's trial date for their arrest during a Moral Monday protest last summer in Raleigh, scheduled for yesterday morning, has been postponed. Former mayor of Carrboro Mark Chilton, Carrboro Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade, along with Chapel Hill Town Councilmember Donna Bell, were slated to appear in a Wake County court, but an ongoing separate trial of a group of Moral Monday protesters pushed that trial date back. A new date for the Orange County Five will be set for the 18th of this month. Their lawyer, Mark Dorison, confirmed that with us. A group of elected officials arrested on June 3rd, 2013, during the event known as Mega Moral Monday. Dorison, who also happens to be an Orange County commissioner and civil rights attorney, told WCHL News that they were prepared to testify, but he would move for a dismissal of all charges. More than 900 protesters were arrested at the state capitol during the weekly summer demonstrations against the policies of the North Carolina General Assembly, charged with crimes of trespassing, failure to disperse, and holding signs inside the Capitol building, which is prohibited. A lot of those people live right here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County, and the UNC community. The verdicts issued against the Moral Monday protesters so far who've been tried have ranged from guilty to acquittals to plea deals. Chapel Hill, Carrboro school board members will discuss the district's 10-year spending plan when the board meets tonight. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
The plan includes funding for $16 million worth of repairs and upgrades to school facilities, but administrators say they're worried about the district's ability to fund major renovations at aging schools. A recent survey of Chapel Hill, Carrboro's 10 oldest facilities revealed the need for an additional $87 million worth of renovation, for which no funding source has been identified. The school board meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
One of those school board members, Mia Burrows, is hoping to make a move to the Orange County Commissioners. She says she's not going to stop working for schools if she gets there.
I think that a little bit less than half of the county's budget goes to our public schools, both the Orange County School District as well as Chapel Hill Carrboro. And I really think it's important to have someone on the commission who has really close experience with how those funds have been spent.
Burroughs is hoping to get the seat that is being vacated by longtime Orange County Commissioner Alice Gordon, who's announced that she is stepping down. Burroughs says she also wants to make sure the budget benefits from diversity in the tax base. Those comments more made during an exclusive interview with the Board of County Commissioners hopeful this morning. You can hear it in its entirety on our website at chapelboro.com. The unemployment rate in Orange County continues its slow and steady improvement and held on as the lowest rate in North Carolina in the final month of 2013. WCHL's Rand Northam.
At 4.1%, Orange County's rate was 0.3% better than Chatham County and 0.5% better than Polk County. This is the second straight month that Orange has held the best rate since a six-month run that ended July 2013. Wake and Durham counties reported December rates at 5 and 5.1% respectively, coming in 6th and 7th in the state. Six of North Carolina's 100 counties have unemployment rates at 5% or better. Five counties are reporting rates at 10% or worse. The statewide unemployment rate for January is scheduled to be released March 17th. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In sports news this morning, after back-to-back losses, the number 13-ranked North Carolina women's basketball team, 17-5 overall and 5-3 in conference play, will hit the road tonight, 7 o'clock. Tar Heels are in Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech. A season ago, the Tar Heels snapped a three-game losing streak to the Yellow Jackets down in Atlanta with a tight 60-58 victory. Tar Heels stars Diamond DeShields and Alicia Gray are both from Georgia and will no doubt be looking to put on a show and their homecoming. Georgia Tech picked up a 77-66 win at Pittsburgh last time out. That was on Monday night. Freshman standout Kayla Davis is on a roll. She registered a fifth double-double of the season with a big rivalry game against Duke up next. Carolina will have to focus on Georgia Tech tonight, and hopefully that will be a tune-up for a game against the Blue Devils. Carolina plays at number 5 Duke on Monday night at 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll have the game for you right here on WCHL. It's 8:38. Coming up next, we're going to tell you more about the UNC Hospital's Beacon program and also the Silent No More auction. That is on the way. Also, today's commentary on the way from Raleigh Mann. He wants to know how many hotels are too many for the Chapel Hill Carrboro community, and he says he thinks we're about to find out. That's today's commentary on WCHL. Good morning. It is 8:38. I'm Ron Stutz.
The happiest girls in the triangle, they're the ones with the rings from Diamonds Direct, North Carolina's direct diamond importer.
I like bling. I wanted a nice big center diamond, and that's what it has. And it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Because you want a really great ring something unusual, and you want a big rock.
Don't compromise, guys. Get her the ring she'll love to show off with a bigger diamond at a one-of-a-kind designer setting at Diamonds Direct.
They have a lot of designers, more so than anyone we've checked so far.
Tacori, Verbraggio, Jack Collage, Simon G, Henry Dossi, the most sought-after rings in America are right here.
With the amount of choices that you have here, you're bound to get something that nobody else has, and that's what I think I got.
And the value at Diamonds Direct, absolutely unbeatable.
You go to some places and you have your set budget and you just walk out of there thinking, that's not what I wanted. I wanted something bigger, and every girl dreams about having this huge rock on her finger, but when it comes time to pay for it, certain jewelers, you just can't get it, and I walked in here and I'm just blown away.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
I love this store.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you gotta believe Moe's knows of at least three other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
Thanks to everyone who registered for the 4th Annual Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. The 64 chosen challengers will embark on the 6-week weight loss challenge. Will be announced soon. And don't forget to tune in on Tuesday, February 11th from 6:30 to 7 p.m. We'll be broadcasting the kickoff event live at UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Meadowmont and in Cary, Massage Envy Spa South Point, Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions, UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, Fordham and Meadowmont, and Massage Envy Spa Eastgate.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning, it is 8:41 at WCHL. A couple of special guests in the studio this morning to talk about the UNC Hospital's Beacon program and also the Silent No More auction. Dr. Amy Weil is here.
Weil.
How
no problem. I just spell my name normally. No one can ever say it.
How did I get that wrong? Because we've talked before.
It's all good. Wild,
also, Robin Sansing is here. I got that right, didn't
you
I?
You did. You did perfect.
Yeah. Amy is Associate Professor of Medicine, Domestic Violence, Human Trafficking, Medical Director. Correct?
That's right.
And Robin Sansing is UNC Hospital's Beacon Program Social Worker. Tell us about, first of all, take just a minute and explain what the Beacon program is all about for the folks who might not know.
So we're a program in the hospital, and we help the patients and the staff and their families dealing with issues of child abuse, domestic violence, elder abuse, and human trafficking.
I would imagine that it is a very emotional thing to be involved with, Amy. Tell us about, without naming any names or any specifics, tell us about the kind of work that you do on a regular basis for the Beacon program.
Well, so I'm an internal medicine doctor, so part of what I do is help the person who is not with us today, who runs our program, who is a public health trained person, mm-hmm. to direct the program. And some activities that I have besides seeing my own patients who suffer with domestic violence include educating the medical students. And that's something I'm pretty passionate about. We've actually gotten them involved in a campaign to get men involved in prevention. So I'm pretty excited about that. But I could tell you some awful stories about my own personal patients.
I'm sure.
And I think it's a long-term goal of our program to actually have one comprehensive clinic to take care of people who are suffering with trauma, just because it's so difficult to see so many different providers who are more and less knowledgeable.
I would go so far as to say it should be a long-term goal to do away with the program altogether, because you shouldn't need it in the first place.
That's absolutely true.
Beacon program offers services for children, victims of domestic violence or sexual assault, human trafficking, and the elderly. And medical and psychological help we're talking about here. But tell us about, let's lighten it up just a little bit and tell us about the Silent No More auction, which takes place. When is it? Where is it? And what do folks need to know about it?
It's tonight. That's the most important thing. We're going to be over at the Carolina Club, and we start at 5:30. There will be grand fun had by all bidding for some really excellent items, as well as yummy food, good people, good times.
This event just gets bigger and better every year.
I think so.
What's your fundraising goal for this year's event, and what kind of things can folks bid on?
Well, we're hoping to raise $30,000 today, and there are amazing things to bid on, including spa and wellness services, trips to the beach, to the mountains, sports memorabilia. There's usually a basketball signed by somebody important.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry, art, restaurant gift cards. Lots of really good things.
How do folks find out more?
Well, they can either call our office. Our number is 919-966-9314, or they can visit our website, which is BeaconSilentAuction, all one word, .com.
I think it's important also to mention some of the sponsors who helped put this thing on. Molly Maid of Chapel Hill and the Miss Molly Foundation, UNC Healthcare, of course, Metametrics, Scrubs and Beyond, Mevin Behavioral Health, UNC Department of Psychiatry, Gregory and Trish Hefner, Davis Stilson Associates, and WCHL. We're really proud to be involved in it as well. We hope that you have a huge crowd. But the folks who don't know, the Carolina Club is right next to Keenan Stadium, a great venue for an event like this. And again, give us that website address.
www.beaconsilentauction.com. There's also another phone number. You could call 919-697-9183.
You can bid on getaways to the beach, the mountains, and a whole lot of stuff, jewelry, art. It's pretty comprehensive. And they're trying to raise $30,000 tonight and hope you will help. It's the ninth annual event. It's been done for a long time. And everybody who's ever been is really impressed with it and also quite touched by some of the information you get. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
Robin Sansing and Dr. Amy Weil.
Yes, sir.
And the UNC Beacon program. And it's the Silent No More Auction happening tonight at the Carolina Club. It's 8:45 at WCHL. How many hotels? Too many hotels for the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Raleigh Mann says he thinks we're about to find out on today's commentary.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentator.
This is Raleigh Mann. What is it with hotels in Chapel Hill and Carborough? A recent online check shows that suddenly we have about a dozen of them, ranging from the economy class to the upscale. Several new hotels have been added to the local landscape just in the past few years. Maybe you've also noticed that local developers invariably include a hotel in their grand plans and visions for property they own around here. Obi Creek wants a hotel. Plans for changing the Fordham Boulevard Rams Plaza area include a hotel. A new hotel is being considered for the East Franklin Elliott Road neighborhood. So, who will stay in these hotels? That's a lot of bedrooms. Are tourists and business people flocking to Chapel Hill and Carborough in such numbers to justify this orgy of hotel building? Clearly, hotels must be making some money. Are they really? The latest figures I could find show that nationally, hotel occupancy rates rose in 2013 to 64.1%, an increase of 2.5% over the previous year. Here in Chapel Hill Carborough, the picture's slightly even better than that. Last year, hotels were two-thirds full on average, posting an occupancy rate of 67.3%. Not as high as in 2009, when local occupancy was just under 70%, but it's a big increase over 2000, when the rate was closer to 59%. If you've lived here a while, you remember when, if you wanted a hotel room in Chapel Hill, you had a choice between the Carolina Inn next to the University campus or the University Motor Inn on East 54, and that was pretty much it. That picture's changing for sure, and even more hotels are coming to town. How many hotel rooms are too many? We're about to find out. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
March Madness isn't here yet, but Chapelboro.com already has a bracket just for you. We're looking for the best restaurant in the area. Every Thursday, you can vote on a new round of matchups as we go from 64 of the area's favorite restaurants down through a Sweet 16, Elite 8, and a Final Four until we crown a Chowdown champion. And you can be a winner, too. Each week, we're giving away gift cards to local eateries just for casting your votes. So head to Chapelboro.com today to vote in the best of bracket and help us find your favorite restaurant.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
I still can't believe the magic of the Garmins and other GPS devices that guide our every step. Perhaps they also tell the world where we are. Well, GPS would have been unimaginable a few years ago, but now we take it for granted. And where did it come from? Who invented it? We'll ask Eric Frazier, who's the co-author of GPS Declassified, From Smart Bombs to Smartphones, this weekend on Who's Talking on 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
All right, time once again for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. And a brand new cornbread sandwiches, spicy chicken, and sweet southern pulled pork. Eat in or call ahead for takeout. Dickie's is in Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. Not many problems with traffic this morning. It's been a pretty easy day. There are some of the usual congestion spots out there, but nothing really out of the ordinary. Anytime during the day, if you spot anything out of the ordinary, or if you're involved in something, certainly, please communicate with us safely after you pulled off or whatever the case may be. You can call us in the newsroom, 919-9678-363, and become a WCHL road warrior. And by the way, you can also tweet us at WCHL. And your Chapel Hill Carborough forecast, pretty cold this morning. It is 34 degrees right now. Look for a high today of about 45. Partly sunny skies, actually a fairly nice day. Tonight's going to get cloudy with a chance of light rain in the evening, and then partly cloudy after midnight. It's going to be cold overnight with a low around 28. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high about 50. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and 20% chance of rain after midnight. Overnight low in the low 30s. Saturday could be some problems. 60% chance of rain and or snow in the morning on Saturday. And then just plain old rain likely in the afternoon. Little or no snow accumulation. Nothing to worry about there. But the highs on Saturday in the middle 40s. Saturday night, big chance of rain as well with a low in the middle 30s. And on Sunday, still a pretty heavy chance of rain, about 40%. With the highs in the upper 40s. So some clouds, and maybe some rain, and maybe some snow for your weekend.
Weaver Street Realty is thrilled to welcome Crystal Fisher to the family. An award-winning agent at Community Home Trust for the last 10 years, Crystal is a certified housing counselor ready to help first-time homebuyers. She currently serves on the board of directors for the PTA Thrift Shop and the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors. Crystal Fisher joins Gary Phillips, Louise Barnum, Jay Parker, Don Basnight, Clayton Nell, Bill Mullen, and Terry Turner at Weaver Street Realty. Stop by 116 East Main Street in downtown Carborough or go to weaverstreetrealty.com. To learn more.
Orange County residents can recycle cups, tubs, buckets, and other rigid plastics that aren't bottles using the purple dumpsters at any of the county's 5 convenience centers. Plastic lawn chairs, planters, and toys without metal axles or batteries can also go inside these special collection dumpsters. For more details, please call 919-968-2788 and remember to recycle all you can.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.
You remember our word of the day from about an hour ago, not from Wayne Pond today. Wayne has the day off, but Rand Northam filling in quite capably. What is the word, rather unusual word, it begins with an A. What's the word? How do you define it? And how do you spell it correctly? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answers to those questions. If you're the first correct caller, I'll make you a winner. $10 gift card to Cruisers. And the number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jeffrey Fuchs is director of the UNC Bands. He joined the UNC faculty back in 1995. And just think about how many kids have come through the program and how many kids he's helped along the way. Jeff Fuchs is today's WCHL hometown town hero. He's a busy guy.
It's a lot of fun. Keeps me busy, but it's a lot of fun. A great way to work with the students and contribute to the university and hopefully make it an enjoyable experience for the fans.
If Carolina students want to be in the band and participate in all their activities, Jeff Fuchs would love to have them.
If they find it and they want to do it and they commit to doing what we want them to do, we'll take them in and work with them. That's probably the biggest challenge we face, is because we can't recruit specifically, because the kids have to get into Carolina on their own. We don't have any way to get them in. And there's no scholarship funding. So we have to kind of take what comes to us. And we do work with the high school band directors to make sure that any kids they have coming to Carolina, they encourage. And then we also switch some kids around.
Jeff Fuchs is a real institution around the Carolina campus. He joined the UNC faculty in 1995, directs the 285-member marching Tar Heels and the men's basketball bands, conducts a UNC symphony band, and is responsible for the administration of the UNC band program as a whole. Three concert bands, the marching Tar Heels, six Olympic sports pep bands, two basketball bands, and a wide variety of special outreach programs. Jeff Fuchs says he and all the band members really feed off the crowd, especially at big events like football games.
When we come out on the field for pregame, the crowd's clapping along with the drums. They're not waiting till they're done to thank them. It's engaging them. And it's pretty powerful when you can turn and play a song that everybody claps, or get the Tar Heels chant started back and forth. It's an instant return on your investment. Of course, then that energy builds and feeds for what you have to do next. And without that energy, I don't know that we could make it through a day.
And what's the part of his job that Jeff enjoys most of all?
Working with the kids and being able to provide opportunities that will last them a lifetime. Taking them on the road where they get to see other games, bowl games, Final Fours. That's what I enjoy, is providing the opportunity for the kids to have experiences that will forever be part of their lives. You know, we make some music, we support the athletic teams, we entertain the fans along the way. That's awesome.
You might not think much about the guy directing the band, but Jeffrey Fuchs is a real Carolina treasure, and he's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
March Madness isn't here yet, but Chapelboro.com already has a bracket just for you. We're looking for the best restaurant in the area. Every Thursday, you can vote on a new round of matchups as we go from 64 of the area's favorite restaurants down through a Sweet 16, Elite 8, and a Final Four until we crown a Chowdown champion. And you can be a winner, too. Each week, we're giving away gift cards to local eateries just for casting your votes. So head to Chapelboro.com today to vote in the best of bracket and help us find your favorite restaurant.
Join Cornucopia Cancer Support Center for two exciting events and be a hero to anyone affected by cancer. The Chocolate 5K is Saturday, February 15th at UNC, and the popular A Chocolate Affair follows on Sunday, February 16th at the Sheraton in Chapel Hill. Bid on one-of-a-kind auction items and enjoy decadent desserts from area restaurants. For more information, visit us at cancersupport4u.org. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like our local deal.com. This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
Congratulations to Ann Ward of Chapel Hill, who knew the word of the day. Apolaustic, A-P-O-L-A-U-S-T-I-C. Apolaustic, it means devoted to enjoyment. That's our word of the day from Wayne Pond by way of Rand Northam this morning. And Ward will get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. We'll have another word for you bright and early tomorrow at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock on WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Menomot Village in Chapel Hill. 34 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, high today about 45. Tonight cloudy with a chance of light rain this evening. Overnight low about 28. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high of about 50. Some clouds moving in tomorrow night. Slight chance of rain after midnight. And then on Saturday, a chance of rain and snow.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina women's basketball.
Kicks it outside to Diamond to Shields. Three-pointer is in there.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Unemployment lines were a little shorter last week. 331,000 workers filed new claims for jobless benefits, down 20,000 from the week before. Economist Omer Sharif says a sharper drop in layoffs isn't in the cards for now.
Things are actually pretty decent on the layoff side. But the problem is the labor market obviously contains both the layoff side and the hiring side. And it's the hiring side that continues to remain very soft.
The number of Americans who see the boss staring right back at them when they look into the mirror has fallen sharply over the last few years. Jennifer Gross with Career Builder says that could change as the economy recovers, but there's a lot of ground to make up.
Businesses went under, self-employed jobs declined by nearly a million, and they haven't recovered post-recession.
People with secure jobs, she says, haven't been willing to risk lighting out on their own. The Winter Games in Sochi, Russia, face a variety of threats, including whispers about toothpaste bombs to bring down an airliner. Alive to see.